Hello, Animation Source. This is Skoblocker Shirtigal, and I am here with SourceCast. I know it's been almost a year since the last episode came out, SourceCast. A lot of things have been going on since then, namely lack of motivation on the part of the entire SourceCast team. But, you know, I'm just as bummed about it as everyone else, believe it or not. I hope that my Skulltacular specials, interviewing all the members of Animation Source, I hope that kept you guys occupied at least a little bit over the past year. If not, then my apologies, but now here we are with SourceCast. I'm not even going to label it an episode, and I'm going to tell you why right now. You may have heard, but Anayu Kylestis and Swords of the Wolves resigned from SourceCast back in January because they couldn't keep themselves dedicated to the project anymore. And then me and Rusty have been in the talks for a little while, and then he just announced his resignation from SourceCast 2 days ago. So as of now, SourceCast is comprised of me. That's pretty much it. We still have the honorary SourceCasters, namely Kane, who is doing a wonderful job on our site, Dragon Tamer, who is still contributing with his plugged-in reviews, and Mighty Balto, who is more than generous enough with her graphics. But as of right now, I'm the only host of SourceCast, which I hope you guys don't mind too much, because I know I can get a little boring talking on and on and on, and if you've seen my Skull Blogs, then you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so, since the original SourceCasters are gone, and now it's just me, the one who was not there from the beginning anyway, I'm officially announcing that this is the final episode of SourceCast as we know it. Now, I'm not saying that this will be the end of cast forever. I'm saying that this is the end of SourceCast as we know it. The end of the first season of SourceCast. That's what this is. This episode right here that you're listening to right now. Thank you to the two or three people, one of them keeps disappearing, who are listening to this live. One of them is BaltoTrain. I'll just shout that out to you. BaltoTrain 1996. And the other two just left. So, it's just him. If you guys want to listen to SourceCast live, then just go to tinychat.com/sourcecast. Another guest just popped up. And that will be where our live episodes will be. That's tinychat.com/sourcecast. Now, as I said, this is the final episode of SourceCast. What is going to happen after this is I'm hoping to get two new co-hosts, a male and a female, hopefully. I'm willing to take just about anybody at this point. And once that happens, then we are going to launch into SourceCast 2.0. That's right. I know it's not original. Deal with it. Anyway, so, well, what SourceCast 2.0 will comprise of is basically about the same thing as SourceCast, this SourceCast, what that comprises of, except it'll just be completely new people. Like, if you were to listen to the first episode of SourceCast, and then the first episode of SourceCast 2.0, it'd be the same format, but it would be different voices. Like, in SourceCast episode 1, before I even joined the team, before I knew what it was, there was Anayu and Swords and Rusty, and I remember that episode very well because, one, it was the first one I ever heard, and two, they kept calling me a girl. And I'm going to insert a sound clip from that episode just so you guys know what I'm talking about.
For yourself. Also, she has plenty of other good stories and several that I really want to read. I just haven't had time to check them out yet. She's got a good wolf series, and she is an exceptional author. A lot of people like her work.
All right.
And then let's see. We've got...
Yeah, you see what I'm talking
birthday about?
So, SourceCast 2.0. I'm now accepting applications for a co-host. If you think you'll have the free time for the foreseeable future, and if you are really wanting to dedicate yourself to SourceCast, then send me an application. Just send me a private message on Animation Source, or you can send an email to sourcecast@gmail.com. Once you do that, then I will look over the applications I get in touch with you. I'm on the shout box almost every single day, so you got nothing to worry about there. Yeah, if you send me an application, then I will get back to you ASAP, and we will get in touch to see if you can become a co-host for SourceCast 2.0. One big thing that has happened to SourceCast in the months since Naeem and Sword's resignation is that we have added a new member to our team, not as a host, but as a technical assistant to Kane on the website, and he's also trying his best to help out SourceCast on websites other than Kane's, such as Animation Source and through Skype, and he's also our official mod for our Tiny Chat site for whenever we have live shows so that we don't have to pause every now and then to ban trolls. You guys know what I'm talking about. His name is Mike Wolf 51, and Mike listened in on Rochamel the Writer's interview back in January, and ever since he's been very excited to help out in SourceCast in any way he can. He's pretty much been begging for me and Rusty to do a show for a long time, and now that Rusty's no longer part of SourceCast, I decided, what the hey, let's just do an episode right now. So, Mike is actually in this chat right now. Apologies, I forgot to mention him earlier, but I'm making up for it by giving him his entire new section right now. So, everyone, please give a big welcome to Michael 51 to the SourceCast team. Moving on to site news. It has been too long since the last episode. Almost a year. Sorry about that. I believe that our last episode was just me as well. Come to think of it, how about that? And let's see. The last episode where it was more than just me was the last one where it was all four of us. Which was, let's see. I believe that we released that episode in mid-February 2011. So, yeah, that works out pretty well. That is, February 2011 was the last episode that all of us were in, episode 9, I believe it was, and now we're episode, we did record episode 11, but the audio files got so corrupted that they weren't editable, so, 11 isn't going to happen just like episode 8 isn't, but at the same time, I don't feel comfortable calling this episode 12. So I'm just going to just keep calling this SourceCast's final episode, because SourceCast 2.0 is coming up next. Anywho, so it's been too long since the last episode, sorry. On the Animation Source itself, the site builders are busy updating all of the sources' infos and graphics. Got suggestions? PM your suggestions to the site builders. Some of the site builders aren't actually on the site anymore. I'm thinking namely Inferno and possibly UK, but you can still try to PM them and see if you can get something done. There are some sites that don't have any site builders. For that, you're just going to have to either send a message to Steet, or if you feel like that would just be too much work, ask if you can just be added as a site builder yourself on those sources. Trust me, you just need to ask Steet to be a site builder and he'll probably make you one. I can't think of too many times where he's actually said no in the recent months. That's pretty much it for the site news. Of course, there's a whole lot more that has happened in the past year, but I'm trying to be as recent as possible, and there's actually nothing going on right now, except for the awards, which I'll get to right after this section. But that's pretty much it for news on Animation Source, except for one shout-out. Dragon Tamer is beginning an audio drama for his Toby series. You all know it, we all love it, and it is one of the best fanfics series ever. If you want to be a part of the Toby audio series, then visit the project page on Baltasaurus or send Dragon Tamer a private message. I'm actually the one in charge of the script, as well as voicing Balto and Rex in that. So I know a bunch of stuff about it, so even sending me a message about it would get you a bunch of info that you need. That should be it for the site news, so I'll move on to the next big thing, the awards. Beginning with the Animation Source Choice Awards. Ah, that's the fun one. Anyway, so almost everyone on Animation Source knows about this as far as I know, but in case you don't, in the unlikely event that you don't, for the five people out there who don't, it's an awards show that's kind of like the Academy Awards. It honors the best in animation from the previous year, and the members of Animation Source get to vote for their favorites. For example, this past year, there were categories including picture, director, best animation, best voice actor, stuff like that. Rio, which has its own source, by the way, won a total of 8 awards, including Best Picture, which is the highest honor that the ASCAs can offer. And as that means that it won the most of the entire night. Kung Fu Panda 2 won 5 awards, including Best Director, which is the second highest honor. And the only other movie that won a major award of any kind was Pokemon the Movie White, Victini and Zekrom, which won the category of fan favorite, which is like the third best award that there is after director and picture. So, and then a bunch of smaller films won, like direct-to-video film, best animated video game, stuff like that. If you want to see the results, go to awards.kane.co.uk, and they're all there, as well as on Animation Source. It was a huge success. The awards show was a huge success. We got over 150 votes. It'll be handled slightly differently next year because Mike Wolf, as well as being part of SourceCast, is also going to help out with the Choice Awards. He will be helping to collect your votes, and then he'll be sending those off to me. So that's a big difference that'll be next year, something to look forward to. There will be other differences as well. I won't discuss them yet. But anyway, hopefully next year will be just as great of a show, probably even better. And let's see, that's it for the Choice Awards. If you want more info, just send me a private message. I can tell you all about it. The Animation Source Awards will be hosted by me. My gosh, it feels like I'm talking about me this episode. This isn't SourceCast, this is a Skull Blog audio edition. Anyway, the Animation Source Awards are the ones that most of you are already familiar with. These are the ones that honor members of Animation Source, not movies. For example, we've got the Geno Award on Baltosource, which honors the best fanfic writer, I believe. Rachamel the Writer won it one year, and then RedWolf03 won it another year. These will be hosted by me this year. Instead of doing it in the winter, I'm doing these in the summer, so that'll hopefully help everyone out with how they vote. Look for more information at the beginning of June, and I will be having some info up on the site on April 1st. Do not confuse it with April Fool's Day, please. Have any suggestions on how to improve the show? The Animation Source Awards have pretty much in the past it's been a fail, and I want to improve it, but I only have so many ideas. I really want for the Animation Source Awards to be up to you, the members of Animation Source, on how to make it work. So, if you have any suggestions on how to improve, send me a PM or send it to sourcecast@gmail.com, which will pretty much be the official email for a while until I can get one out for everything else. And now, we will have Dragon Tamer give us our plugged-in review for this episode, The Secret of Nim 2.
In The Secret of Nim 2, Timmy to the Rescue, Timothy Brisby is once again at the heart of the conflict. Only this time, instead of being the one everybody's rushing to save, he's been singled out by a prophecy of Nicodemus for the purpose of saving Thorn Valley. Timmy may train hard at everything he does, but it's anyone's guess if all that practice will be enough to prepare him when the rats learn that some of their friends whom they had assumed were dead are in fact alive and need help escaping from the National Institute for Mental Health. The same institute, by coincidence, that even now has the runaway rats in the crosshairs. This very light-hearted sequel is tame in pretty much every area, and has some good things to say about listening to instructions even when you may think you know better. But in some cases, the morality is a little blurrier than it was in the original movie. Add to that the lack of resemblance to the original, and while this movie earns 4 chunks of cheese out of 5 for family friendliness, those enamored with the original Don Bluth style may find it somewhat lower in the enjoyability department. To find out more about classic animated movies, stay tuned to us here on SourceCast. And for reviews of new releases in theaters, visit PluggedInOnline.org. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Dragon Tamer.
Okay, moving on to news in the animation field. The top thing right now is Disney's Snow Queen, which has been in production for, like, 5 years or so. But anyway, it's finally off the shelf, and it's actually in full production. It will be released in Christmas 2013 under a new name, Frozen. That's what I thought, too. They're treating Snow Queen like they did Tangled. It used to be called Rapunzel, then it was Tangled. This used to be called Snow Queen, now it's Frozen. That is so original. Thank you to Ancient for giving me that one. It's actually not a 2D film. It's not a traditionally animated film like everyone was thinking, like it was supposed to be. It is now going to be a computer animated film. That's just sad. I think everyone would agree. We were really hoping for a big return of Disney to 2D animation. First was Princess and the Frog, then was Winnie the Pooh, and now we've got Frozen, which isn't even 2D. Disney is... well, at least they're getting this in production, that's about all I can say. And also upcoming, How to Train Your Dragon 2. Yep, How to Train Your Dragon is getting a sequel that'll come out in summer 2014. So far, it's one of the farthest out release dates of any film announced. So, if you were to look up a list of films coming out in 2014, this one would probably be the longest one away. No story has been announced yet, but all the actors are returning, and this will be, hopefully, a really good quality film, unlike some sequels that I can think of. But anyway, so the cast will be returning, same animators, new story, new dragons, it looks awesome. On that note, there's a new television series coming out this year based on How to Train Your Dragon. The trailer for the TV series was shown in Australia, and it is called Dragons, but I might point out that Dragons is also its international name. How to Train Your Dragon is specific to English countries, so it may just be called How to Train Your Dragon TV show or whatnot, kind of like Kung Fu Panda. So that's that begins coming out later this year. It won't be like Kung Fu Panda, though. It'll be pretty much, if anybody has seen Gift of the Night Fury, for example, all the TV episodes are going to be that kind of quality. Good story, good animation, not crappy stuff that we're just going to have to look at and hide our faces in shame. And if you guys think that, you know, 2014 is too far away, think about this. Rio is getting a sequel, which will come out in 2014. That's right, Rio 2. According to the director, Carlos Saldana, he wants to create a sequel that'll be released right around the 2014 World Soccer Cup, which will actually be held in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, expect a sequel from Rio. Hopefully this one will be good and not crappy. And now, if you really feel like 2014 is too far away, consider this. There are going to be a total of 22 films released this year, the year 2012. Actually, some of these have already been released. Some of these are foreign films, and some of these are direct-to-video films. One in particular, I don't even know if it'll have an English release date or not. No one does yet. Let's see. The 22 films that'll be released, or have been released, in the year 2012 are as follows in alphabetical order. The Adventures of the Red Airplane, a foreign film from Brazil. Brave, which is the newest film from Pixar. Very excited for that. Delhi Safari, a foreign film from India. Dorothy of Oz, Frankenweenie, Hotel Transylvania, Ice Age Continental Drift, Justice League, Doom, which is a direct-to-video film. Kuchi Kuchi Hote Hai, a foreign film from India. A Letter to Momo, a foreign film from Japan. The Lorax, Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, Magic Treehouse, another foreign film from Japan. La Mécanique du Cœur, which is a foreign film from France. Paranorman, The Pirates, Band of Misfits, Pokemon, Kurum and the Sacred Swordsman, Kildeo, which is in Japan, it may come to America, I think we all hope for that. Rise of the Guardians, The Secret World of Ariadne, which is in America, has been here for a while. Tinkerbell, Secret of the Wings, another direct-to-video film. Wreck-It Ralph, which is Disney's next animated film, and Zarafi, which is a foreign film from France. A total of 22 animated movies coming out in the year 2012. This is definitely going to be a good year for animation, I think. And now, the final part of this episode, the mailbag. We have quite a lot of stuff in here right now. I'm going to go from oldest to most recent in the mailbag, though the most recent one I'll point out is from October from last year, 6 months ago, so it may not be recent enough to be relevant, but these things in here are things that I need to get out so that they're not in the mailbag anymore. People spent a lot of time writing into the SourceCast, and we had got the most stuff in here that we've ever had, and I don't want for it to go unnoticed. So going back all the way to last May, from before I recorded my episode 10, Mini School Single episode, May 2011, Mighty Balto 1925. She writes, points to school, he made me. Yeah, I did make her, come think of it. I forgot about that. Anyway, she writes, I absolutely love SourceCast, especially when Anaya gets hyper. But anyways, you all do a great job at what you do. Everything is done flawlessly. As of now, I see nothing that needs improvement. See how perfect you all are? All I can say is thanks, Mighty, and, yeah, Anaya was very hyper when she was still a part of the team. Yeah, it's just making me very, very sad to see everyone having to go. These kinds of things happen. Moving on to the next piece in the mailbag, which is actually from the same day, May 3rd, 2011. Dragon Tamer writes in, saying, what if you threw in a music feature? Say, pasted in songs from cartoons or animated movies. Actually, a while ago, I believe it was September, I tried to actually put together a music episode, but it was the same problem as we have with episode 11. The audio files got corrupted. If that is, in fact, what Dragon Tamer was trying to say, there will be a music episode in the future, but it won't be until I get SourceCast figured out again. There's a lot of things to consider when having to go through something like this, and I don't want to do it too hurriedly. Once we get SourceCast 2.0 on its feet, then most definitely we'll do an episode devoted just to music from animated films. For now, I'm trying my best to put in music only from animated films as background music in SourceCast. In fact, there's probably one in the background right now. I hope that answered your question, Dragon Tamer. And a brief shout out to everyone who is listening live right now. We had a total of 5 people at one point, which included, well, I guess I count as one person, 4 listeners. One of them was Mike Wolf, another was Ancient Fairy Dragon, and then we got Balto Train 1996, and then Kelsey the Zombie was on, she just had to leave. And another guest just popped in, and that's Try. Hi, Try. Just a shout-out to everyone who's listening live. So, our next piece in the mailbag is from Balto Kodiak, and this is from May 4, 2011. One day more recent. How about that? Balto Kodiak writes in, hello, SourceCast. I just thought of an idea. What if, at the beginning of a SourceCast, a random member is picked to start off the show and say their username, then say, SourceCast starts now, the music starts. For example, hey, I'm Balto Kodiak, and SourceCast starts now. Just an idea from Balto Kodiak. I like the idea, but as I said, we're going to need to reorganize SourceCast. Once we do that, I'm more than happy to the idea. So, actually, it just occurred to me, if you guys want to do that, then just record, hi, I'm your name, and SourceCast starts now. If you want to go ahead and do that, then go ahead and then send the file to the mailbag, and I'll give you the address for the mailbag after I'm done reading through all the rest of the stuff. Whew, halfway through. Okay, this one's pretty long. What sound format should they use? Any kind of sound format is fine. I'm able to work with anything, thanks to the lovely thing called technology. So, next up is mailbag contribution from Wolf Bassist. He writes in, at least 1 month ago, Oh, wait, I ought to mention that this is from June 25, 2011, so we're a full month and a half later. Anyway, he writes in, Wolf Basis writes in, at least 1 month ago, I found out from Parabola, who is now known as Caustic something, that there are multiple international versions of Cars 2, namely, a different character voiced by a well-known racing star in that particular country. Here are some examples. In the United States, Jeff Corvette, a Chevrolet Corvette character voiced by four-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon. In Australia, a touring car, the Ford Dart sedan racer named Frosty, was voiced by Australian V8 superstar driver Mark Frosty Winterbottom. Yes, they do race sedans in that series. Holden Comeroads and Ford Falcons, Mark driving the latter for Ford Performance Racing. And this series has some of the best racing you'll find anywhere. Now, for the next countries, only the driver voice actor name is known. Character name and car type, for the most part, are unknown. In Spain, two-time Formula One world champion Fernando Alonso. In Russia, current F1 driver Vitaly Petrov. UK, 2008 F1 world champion Lewis Hamilton. Mexico, a touring car voiced by defending Grand Am Rolex Sports Car Series co-champion Mimo Rojas. Interestingly, his real race car is not a touring car, it's a prototype sports car in the Series Daytona prototype class, DP for short. Racing world and auto enthusiast personalities to appear in the previous Cars movies include Daryl Waltrip as Daryl Cartrip, Dale Earnhardt Jr. as Jr., Paul Newman as Doc Hudson, which we all know and love, Richard Petty as the King, Jay Leno as Jay Leno, and former F1 world champions Mario Andretti and Michael Schumacher, the latter voicing a Ferrari F430, my bad. Thank you to Wolf Basis for pointing all that out. And we were going to point that out last episode, but again, the file corruption. So sorry, guys. But now you know something new for Cars 2. And now, Balto Kodiak sent in another one. Yeah, he should... Okay, Balto Kodiak again, back in May again. He was wanting us to give a shout-out to his fanfic entitled Balto's Brother, Part 1, His View. Balto Kodiak. Oh, okay, never mind. This is now Koak. My bad. So, whenever I said Balto Kodiak before, it's now Koak. And he wanted us to give a shout-out to his fanfic, Balto's Brother 1, His View, which you can go and check out on the fanfic section of Baltosource. So, there you go. Just a shout-out, and that's part of the reason that the mailbag exists, so that we can give a shout-out to something fun. Anyway, okay, now the next mailbag piece is from July. 7 is July. What am I thinking? Okay, so the next mailbag piece is from Inferno. She writes, hello, I was wondering if I could possibly appear in an episode for Sourcecast. It can be pre-recorded, and it doesn't really matter what the topic is covering. The answer to that is, we're always welcome to, I guess, Sourcecast is always welcome to guest stars, so long as we can plan it strategically, and, as I said numerous times this episode, once Sourcecast gets back on its feet. Before that, I'm... not for the idea. I just have to get that out. I'm not for the idea of anyone other than me getting this done until I get co-hosts and we get at least one or two episodes out. And then we can get guest stars on. Or guest stars, what am I thinking? Just guests. And once you guys want to come on, then more than happy to. Okay, our final mailbag thing is from Kane, and this was sent October 8th. He writes, Skull is a girl. Kane writes, Skull is a girl. On that note, I think it's time to wrap up this episode. Thank you all for listening. If you have any mailbag things that you want to contribute, send it to sourcecast@gmail.com. Once again, for all you live listeners as well, it's sourcecast@gmail.com. We're willing to take any kind of feedback, anything, literally. you heard me talk about me being a girl right then. I think everyone knows by now, I'm not a girl. But you can still write that in, and we will talk about it on the show. Our episodes are available to listen to at sourcecast.podomatic.com. That's P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C. So, that's sourcecast.podomatic.com, and then the second half of Season 1 is sourcecast2.podomatic.com. That's sourcecast2.podomatic.com. We're also available on iTunes, so you just need to search for us, and we'll pop up. We're the clean version. We will never release an explicit episode. We're trying to be family-friendly, just like Animation Source. No language, no violence, none of that. This is going to be as clean as possible for now and forever. That's pretty much it for this episode, and with that, this is the official wrap-up point for Sourcecast. Sourcecast is now at its end. Thank you to everyone for listening to us for so long. Thank you to Anai Kylestis, Rusty the Fox, Swords of the Wolves, and Lux the Guardian for the episodes that they contributed to, for all the wonderful years that they put into this project, and thank you. I thank them for also letting me on. You can be sure, guys, Sourcecast 2.0, I'm not gonna let you guys down with that. I will do my hardest to make it a great show. So, officially, this is Sourcecast signing off. See you all next time with our release of the first episode of Sourcecast 2.0. And with that said, this is Kablaka Shirtigal, and this is Sourcecast signing off. Deep in the night, the winds blow cold. A heartbeat, the fear takes hold. Deep in a storm, there's a place that's soft and still, where the road waits to be taken. If you